Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. Because it is the first time to take the floor, I should like to congratulate Madam President on your appointment to this very important task. You can expect my delegation's full support to complete your valuable task. My gratitude and appreciation also goes to all the panelists for their very informative, very excellent presentation. Japan believes that it is crucial for international community to steadily implement and universalize the amended Protocol 2, which is one and only legally binding international instrument which prohibits or restrict the issue that the use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. And national reports to be submitted by the member states is helpful, beneficial for the improvement of transparency and therefore confidence building among countries. Japan also considers it very important for member states to hold intensive discussion in order to identify the factors which disturb, hinder the universalization of the protocol. Mr. Coordinator, specifically regarding IED, Japan has serious concerns about the proliferation of IED, especially to non-state actors, which are easily manufactured with use of material precursor available at the stores in the street. So it will be a little bit difficult for us to effectively control or regulate by, for example, international instrument at this stage. In this standpoint, Japan believes that the recommendation by the expert group meeting April 2015 concerning the compilation of best practices, existing guidelines, etc., could be a very good and useful approach